Let's look beyond just the red race. Let's look beyond the stuff that we all get busy with and then get into, you know, what we believe we should be focused on, and that is creating meaning, you know, for us as a couple.
Yeah. Excellent.
Mo Grootboom joins us today on Focus on the Family, along with his wife, Pindi. And together they're going to share more about why shared goals and dreams are so important in marriage. Thanks for joining us today. Your host is Focus Africa CEO Graham Schnell, and I'm Alison Schnell.
Alison, we've made it a priority to give some time, probably not enough time, maybe every few years only, but to talk about our dreams. And it's been so amazing to see how God has worked in some of those dreams we've had. But it's also been good for our marriage.
Yeah, I love those times. And I agree, we should do it more often. Our guests today are speaking into this important aspect of marriage. They're Mo and Pindi Grootboom, as I mentioned, marriage speakers, authors, and media contributors.
Mo and Pindi, it is so good to have you back in the studio again. Welcome back to Focus on the Family.
Thank you so much. It's been a minute.
It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. Thank you so much for having us. Well, and lovely.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, we've been partnering on this event tour around the country that we called Better Together. Yes. And I really love that title because it lifts up the value of marriage.
Yes.
You know, we really are better together. I know I can speak for myself. I'm 100% better for being married to Alison. I think that's true for you too, Mo.
That is definitely true for me. And my wife is here giving me looks.
She's giving you
so
the nod.
So I have to say yes.
No,
I'm just playing.
I'm giving you the nod because I know the answer to that. You are better.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You've been speaking into a topic that I don't think gets very often addressed. You know, very, very often we hit the big topics in marriage, things like communication and intimacy and conflict.
Yes.
But I think you're touching on something that's so important, and it's this area of shared goals.
Yes.
And so right at the start, I'd love for you to just give us a definition of what you mean by shared goals, and then I'd love for you to just share something of your journey around your shared goals.
This is a subject we're quite passionate about. And for some reason, we just felt the timing was right, you know, for this kind of message to be out there. Shared goals, we will define it as the coming together, you know, of people's dreams or couples' dreams, you know, for a bigger purpose or for a bigger picture. What do we mean by that? When you come together as a couple, you all have your own, you know, dreams and things that you want to work towards. And we say when you get married, don't let go of those, you know, don't let go of the dreams that you had. Don't let go of the goals, you know, that you had for yourselves. But what you need to do now is to sit together as a couple and say, of your dreams and my dreams, which ones are we taking with us in order to build, you know, our family or in order to grow our marriage?
Yeah.
So it's basically the coming together of all your passions and your dreams in order to contribute to your marriage. Ultimately, that's what it is.
I love the idea of you're dreaming together.
Dreaming together.
Because as individuals, you do have dreams.
Yes.
But you kind of feel when you're married, let's pack the dreams and let's be married.
Yes.
And, you know?
And being married often means, you know, we get caught up with the kids, raising the kids. We get caught up with work. We get caught up with the house chores and the stuff that we do, you know, during weekends to take the kids to sports and all of those. So doing marriage in inverted commas often means that. And with this, we are trying to refocus, you know, couples, you know, into saying, look, your life as a married couple is more than just, you know, paying bills, is more than just, you know, raising kids and getting chores done.
Yeah.
You know, we often say that it is also fundamentally about building meaning through a common purpose that is rooted in Christ. And and is rich in rituals of connections.
Yeah.
You know, the framework for the shared goals, we use that as a framework for to say that let's look beyond just the red race. Let's look beyond the stuff that we all get busy with and then get into, you know, what we believe we should be focused on, and that is creating meaning.
Yeah.
You know, for us as a couple.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Mm. Marriage shouldn't be a place where dreams go to die.
Oh my.
And I just love the how you framed that, the purpose and the meaning that comes with a shared passion, a shared goal, a shared dream.
Mm.
Yep.
You've walked a bit of a journey in your marriage with this. So maybe just give us some insight into how you've stumbled on some of these truths.
Our journey has been interesting. Because there's been things that have happened in our lives that we believe were taking us to our goal as a couple. For instance, I resigned for no reason from my other jobs, you know, for no apparent reason, because I just felt I wasn't contributing, I wasn't fulfilled. I felt like I've reached a ceiling, if I may put it that way. And I didn't realize that this was all driving me to our common purpose.
Mm.
It was driving me and us to our common goal. He also resigned from work. And eventually, I think later on, we realized this is what God wanted us to do.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the fulfillment as well that we have found, you know, with us doing what we do and sharing this goal and vision, we realized that perhaps this is really what God wanted for us to focus and really be the Moinpindi that we are.
Mm.
So the fulfillment is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing just, you know, the fulfillment that we get from now being where we are and doing what we're doing.
Yeah. And it's also the, when we get busy with work, and this is certainly in our case, you know, where we're both growing in our careers, climbing the ladder, as it were, and you get hints, you know, from people, you know, when we would show up in events or by myself, they would be like, where is Pindi? You know, or vice versa. You know, when Pindi shows up in events, people would always, you know, where is Mo and so on. And then people drop these hints about how the two of us not only just make a good couple. You know what that typically, you know, means? You guys make such a good couple, people will often say.
Mm.
But also, there would be hints like, no, but you guys, you influence us in ways that you don't know.
Sure.
And that is without any ministry, without us speaking to anybody and so on. And for us, these were all hints, you know, towards our shared goal.
Yeah.
You know, and when, and at the time we didn't notice anything, you know, we're just living our lives.
Yeah.
This would even be emphasized by, you know, at the time when we were staying in Durban, by the local media in Durban. And it would always be this Mo and Pindi, a married couple.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that when they talked about you influence us so much positively is the fact that we're married, you know, and we do things together, you know, as it were. So it's not just going to function and so on. So the issue was these hints for us, we didn't know at the time. But when we actually sat down and we had the push to resign at work on both of our work, Pindi, more than me, she resigned often.
Sometimes even without telling you.
Stop telling on me. You know, but the nice thing about it, I told her when I was resigning, you know, that you know what, so that I really feel that there is this thing, you know, I really believe that when God calls you into something, there is a push that often you cannot explain.
Exactly.
You know?
And which is the reason I could not tell him. And I think I need to really clarify, clear the air.
Justify.
You know?
Yeah.
The reason I couldn't tell him, it's because honestly, I did not know why.
Mm.
I did not know why I had to resign. When my CEO then called me and said, Pindi, we had such a great relationship. she said to me, Pindi, do you want a raise? If you want a raise, please tell me. I will go to finance right now and we'll have this sorted out. Amazing. And I told her that, no, I can't explain it. I can't tell you why, but I don't need a raise, because when you are called, sometimes it's, in fact, most of the time, it's not about money. Because if I can explain to you the amount of money that I used to get, for me to live at that time, every person thought it was crazy. Like, you are getting paid. What is your problem? You are the highest paid salesperson right now in the company. What is your problem? But for me, the push was so much that money had nothing to do with it.
So for you, this shared goal of being influencers around the space of relationship and marriage, which is what you've become. I mean, I'm just summarizing it. Obviously, media contributors and media personalities and authors of books and sought after speakers. But ultimately, you have this goal of impacting marriages in this country. But in some ways, it's, as you say, in your case, it was this God orchestrated journey, which is beautiful. And I love that you both brought that through, that this is something that somewhat you stumbled on because God was leading you. But what you're sharing now is to be, again, I guess, a bit more intentional about seeking that. What is it that God is wanting to direct for you as a couple? And so you talk about so many reasons why shared goals are important. And we may not be able to cover them all, but this aspect of purpose and mission and direction, which is largely what we've been talking about now, just speaking into that, why is a shared goal so important for those areas of mission and vision and direction?
So shared goals for us, it means rowing in the same direction as a couple. And there's an element of intentionality that goes with that. There's an element of purpose that goes with that. And you understanding not only what you're doing, but where you're going. You know, insofar as whatever it is that you've determined as a couple, this is our shared goal. So with purpose, we're saying you become, in a sense, that's coupled with a mission. You know, you are mission-driven. You know, so the importance then of shared goals, it speaks to us being able to, you know, row in that direction. To row in the same direction.
And I mean, there's that notion that, you know, couples psychologically function better when they are on the same page. You know, where there's agreement, there's less conflict because everyone knows what to expect and where we are going. So to add on that, that purpose and direction almost gives clarity to the couple in terms of where is this going. There's nothing as frustrating, especially for a woman, I can't speak for men, but when you don't know where you're going, it is frustrating. So when you have that purpose and direction, it helps you in that, you know, where there's a sense of destiny. You know, we know where we're going, and also of the shared sort of path, you know, no one is going north and the other is going south. We are all headed in the same direction.
It's not just that you're sticking the oars in the right spots, it's also that you have a vision for where you are, that destination. I love the question that you ask around this as we've done these events. When you ask us to think about what benefit is there for me getting married. For myself, but then also what benefit is there to the church, to society? I mean, expound on that, because I think that's such a beautiful thing for us as married couples to think about in this aspect of vision and mission and purpose. It's not just small, it's actually quite big.
I think we've realized that marriage is bigger than we think. You know, when we first got married 17 years ago, we thought this was our thing. You know, we thought we loved each other, we enjoyed each other's company, and therefore let's get married. But I think over the years we've realized that, hey man, there's something bigger here.
Yeah.
There's a bigger purpose. There's a reason why God has put you together with the person that He has put you together with.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, as I always say, because God gets bored and He's like, hey, what
playing
can I
matchmaker.
You know, let me just play matchmaker. No. God did it because there's a reason.
Yeah.
And we take it a step further to say, what if really God put you together with this person because there is something that both of you need to do.
Mm.
There's a mission. There's a bigger mission.
Mm.
And there's a bigger purpose in you being together.
Yeah, better together.
So it's for you to find out, because we truly believe marriage is not just for two people.
Yeah.
Marriage is for you to impact outside your marriage.
Mm.
What is it that you can do to impact the outside world?
Yeah.
Someone could be waiting out there for you to make the change.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, maybe lastly on this point, is, you know, in answering that why question, you know, shared goals help us understand why we are together.
Mm.
They help us understand why we exist as a couple. Mm. As Pindu was saying, you know, it's not just, you know, existence for inward purposes.
Mm.
In other words, for us to be inwardly focused, for us to be able to raise our kids right, to get the job, you know, get the jobs we want and climb the careers and education we wanted and so. But then the question that often bothered us, you know, after we had engaged, you know, in our common mission, is, you know, what difference does it make to society now that we are married?
Yeah.
You know, and what difference will it make if we didn't get married?
Yeah. What would be lost?
What would be lost?
What would be lost actually,
by us not coming together?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And those questions have been lingering in our minds as we were thinking about this subject, but also even in our own, you know, in our own journey, you know, in terms of our common mission, and that is in helping families and marriages. Yeah.
And if I may add, I also feel that we need to clarify that when we talk about shared goals, we're not necessarily talking about you
doing stuff together,
like working in the same job type thing. Because we've had a lot of couples who are saying, oh, so should I resign from my job? And he resigns so that we can start up
something
like a missionary of sort, you know? That's not what we're saying. You could still be in your individual jobs, but then you find this one thing that will always bring you together. We meet couples that you find that they are doing well in corporate, individually, but together they've got this mission that they have, maybe on the weekend.
Yeah.
It could be someone who adopts kids and or adopts even an orphanage.
Yeah.
And that becomes your common goal as a couple, that we are growing individually, but there is this orphanage that we look after, that we are taking care of, and there's lots, you know, there's many examples of things that people can do that will always bring them together. Because the good thing about a shared goal is it always pulls you towards each other.
Yeah.
So it's always great to find something that always pulls you towards each other, because other things are pulling us away from.
Well, that's a good lead into this next question about intimacy. Why do shared goals or dreaming together, why does that create intimacy?
Okay, so there's something about intimacy that I believe many of us miss. Intimacy is one distinguishing factor that is present in a married couple, but that is not present in any other relationship, right? When you remove intimacy from a marriage, It makes that marriage to look like any other relationship. Mm-hmm. You become roommates. You become people who share, you know, happen to share a house. But then you don't get to be a couple in a true sense of the word. Now, how that ties in with shared goals is that having shared goals will require you to spend a lot of time together. It will require you to not only be forward-looking, but also spend a lot of time around that which brings you together.
Yeah.
And with that, it creates a connection, an emotional connection. It creates that intimacy, you know, or it strengthens it.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea of shared goals have a very important role in bringing us together, you know, as a couple, because we get to spend more time together, we get to be, you know, more forward-looking together as a couple.
Mm. And I guess it's also your dreams are deep,
yes,
feelings and innermost thoughts and desires.
Yes,
and so you know, use the example of adopting a child or even
an
orphanage. That might be something that, you know, Pindi might have that on her heart, and as she shares that, and as that becomes a shared goal for you. You're getting a glimpse into the depths of her heart, which creates that intimacy as well. Why does it foster unity and teamwork?
Yeah, it fosters it because you learn to rely on each other. That's one thing about sharing goals. You learn to depend on one another.
Yeah.
You know, the more time that you spend with one another and the more ideas that you share, you know, with one another, it creates unity because you know that you cannot survive without that person. In order for this dream to be achieved, I need this person to be part of it. So unity in a sense that you are all working towards the same thing.
Yeah.
No one is basically looking at something different. You are all here for the same goal.
Yeah.
So unity is created in that sense, that we all feel like this is our baby.
Yeah.
This is what we need to nurture. This is what we need to grow as a couple. And there's absolutely no way that will not foster unity when we are all have common, the same goal, you know, towards something.
And it's important because when we talk about unity, it's important to always underline that we are not talking about sameness.
Yeah.
Nor are we talking about uniformity.
Yes.
You know, we're talking ultimately oneness, you know, which is what the Bible speaks about insofar as marriage is concerned. And because when we would understand where we are both going and we are clear in terms of where we are both going, there's no way that is not going to bring us together. And there's power in that unity, because the Bible does say, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Yeah.
You see, the power of marriage relies, I believe, in the fact that there is agreement, you know, between the two of us. So when you talk about shared goals, it's something that is able to bring us together in unity.
And I mean, it's also when you speak in one voice, you know, in marriage, it's the glue really that really puts you together.
Yeah.
Because the language is the same.
Mm.
No one is speaking a different language.
Yeah.
When you spoke about, you bring someone into your world, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it means the language is now, we're all speaking the same language, you know, which is quite important in marriage.
Well, Mo and Pindi, the time has flown and there's still more that we want to talk about into this aspect of shared goals and even some cautions that I know that you have around how we do this and even going into some of the practical. So would you stick with us? We'll come back next time and we will talk more about this aspect of shared goals.
Oh, absolutely.
That will be our pleasure.
That'll be our privilege
to do that.
It's so good to hear from Mo and Pindi. I love this topic because I think it challenges our thinking around marriage, that it is God's design and that He has an amazing purpose and a unique purpose for each of our marriages. Mo and Pindi have learned a lot on their journey, and they've written a book called Stuff We Wish We Knew Before Getting Married. They say discovering and understanding the purpose for which God created marriage is worth your time, energy, and resources. I encourage you to get your copy. You can do that when you call us on 031-716-3300 or when you visit our website at safamily.co.za. It's also still SA Marriage Week. We're near the end, but I still encourage you to connect and access the marriage content for the week. You'll find a link on our website at safamily.co.za. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Alison Schnell for Focus on the Family Africa, hoping that you'll join us next time when we'll once again help you and your family thrive in Christ.